Survivors of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre aren't giving up on their claim for reparations. A closer look at the consequences from Oklahoma's abortion restrictions, and the leader of the state's higher education system plans to step down. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, July 3rd. I'm Deborah Ashar. The last two survivors of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre are hoping to get the Oklahoma Supreme Court to reconsider its recent dismissal of their lawsuit. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ben Abrams reports the survivors' attorneys are also calling for a federal probe.
At a press conference, attorneys representing the two living massacre survivors announced they filed a petition to get their public nuisance case back to the Oklahoma Supreme Court. In an emotional plea, lead attorney DeMario Solomon Simmons is also calling on President Biden and the U.S. Justice Department to begin a federal investigation.
Well, now that we have been failed by the courts, now that we've been failed by the Congress, we're calling upon President Biden to fulfill his promise to these survivors, to this community, and for Black people throughout this nation.
The state's highest court dismissed the survivors' lawsuit last month, which sought damages from the city of Tulsa and the county for the destruction of the neighborhood known as Black Wall Street. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
An Oklahoma City police officer was charged in McLean County on multiple felony counts earlier this week. KGOU's Hannah France reports the charges include kidnapping, domestic assault, and rape.
Oklahoma City police officer Ryan Stark was charged with four felony counts and one misdemeanor count on Monday for allegedly abusing and raping a woman in his Blanchard home. The woman was granted an emergency protective order against Stark over the weekend. One of his charges, domestic assault and battery by strangulation, will come with an increased maximum sentence after November 1st of this year, following new legislation which raised the maximum sentence for the crime from 3 years to 10. Stark was released on a $200,000 bond and has been put on administrative leave. Stark was previously placed on administrative leave a decade ago after fatally shooting a burglary suspect who stabbed his canine police dog. The dog later died, and Stark was eventually cleared of his criminal charges. I'm Hannah France.
A near-total abortion ban in Oklahoma means women are traveling across state lines to obtain an abortion. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports a new study looks into where they're going.
The Guttmacher Institute's monthly abortion provision study found Oklahomans are most frequently traveling to Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, and Illinois to obtain an abortion. In 2023, an estimated 4,000 Oklahomans got abortions in these states. Over 80% of them occurred in Kansas. Broken Arrow Senator Nathan Daum introduced an abortion travel ban this spring against anyone who helps a minor obtain an abortion, but a committee never took it up. The Guttmacher Institute study will continue tracking abortions provided by a clinician in states without a near-total ban each month. Its data does not include self-managed abortions, where people obtain abortion pills outside of a clinician. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The head of Oklahoma's higher education system is retiring. We get details from Kate Kelly with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
Higher Education Chancellor Allison Garrett announced her retirement will be effective in January 2025. She's been chancellor since November 2021. The chancellor leads Oklahoma's higher education system, which includes 25 public colleges and universities. They also lead higher ed policy in the state. Dennis Casey is the chairperson of the Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education. He highlighted accomplishments he says were achieved under Garrett, including an increase in the number of college graduates. The nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice reports the Regents Board has not yet stated its plan for finding Garrett's successor. She says she looks forward to spending more time with her family. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. And one note, the next episode of the PM News Brief will be Friday, July 5th. Have a happy and safe 4th of July holiday. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave Podcast from NPR.